Weight loss solutions are not one-size-fits-all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk. We're going to be talking about accountability. This means we're going to get to talk about why it is so important to talk about money and how we stay accountable to ourselves and our goals. Also, don't be so hard on yourself if meeting your goal doesn't go perfectly. How else are we supposed to learn and grow without hard times? We're going to be talking about that a little bit today as well. Let's get into today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. And if you do, please leave a 5-star review. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. What is accountability? Well, let's define it simply. Webster's Dictionary defines accountability as a quality or state of being accountable, an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility for one's actions. Accountability doesn't mean punishment. Accountability is a willingness to accept our responsibility for our own actions. So it's willingness to accept what we do with our money and understand the consequences of that. Accountability in personal finances means taking responsibility for the decisions you make with your money, and that you understand that you can control your own destiny. When you're accountable to your money decisions, you don't blame other people when something goes wrong or when you find yourself in a pickle or a hard place. You need to learn how to move on and keep going in your personal finances. You need to understand that you ultimately have the full control. Next, let's talk about an accountability partner and how that can help. So what is an accountability partner? It's someone to talk to money about. I mean, you can have an accountability partner in a lot of different places, like going to the gym, eating healthy. There's a lot of different ways that an accountability partner can help you in your life. But let's talk about it specifically when it comes to money. It's somebody to stay true to. You can consider somebody like your spouse, your friends, your family, potentially even a coworker you might be really close to. A coworker could be a good option because they may not know a whole lot about the rest of your life, and there may not be more that comes into it other than them just wanting to try to help you stay on your goal. But you need somebody that you can open up to about your financial struggles and your financial wins and your ways you're growing and learning about money. You need somebody that you can communicate clearly with about money. You need to feel comfortable around them instead of nervous about your financial situation. You need to be willing to say, hey, me and my significant other, we saved $15 this week. And that was a really big deal because we were struggling last week to save anything because it seemed like money was just coming out of our ears. But it's important not to compare to each other. You can share the ways you're succeeding or failing with money, but don't compare yourself to the ways others are succeeding or failing with money, because then you either put yourself on way too high of a pedestal, or you really knock yourself down and you don't really know what to do with money because you feel like everybody's better than you. So don't be too hard on yourself, but you need to learn and grow from others. So if your accountability partner is telling you a story about how they managed to save $300 this week, ask them how they did it and look for ways that you can fit that into your financial situation, because you're not going to be able to do exactly the same thing as everybody else. That just doesn't work like that. If it did, we'd all be very rich. But there's a lot more to finances than just the simple plan. There's behaviors and emotions and a whole lot that goes into it. So you need to be willing to ask people what they did and learn from others' successes and how they accomplished them, or their failures and how they ended up struggling so much, so that you know what not to do. But next, let's talk about staying accountable and what happens if you don't quite hit your goal. what happens if you don't quite hit your goal? You're trying really hard. You're doing all the steps to stay accountable to your goal. You're doing all those little things that you built into your plan. And then suddenly you don't quite hit your goal. Maybe your goal is to save $500 and you only get to about $350. Well, don't be too hard on yourself. Consider what you learned and what you did to get to that point. Evaluate the steps that you took and what you actually gained and learned. Because $350, if your goal was $500, is still pretty good. So you need to look at what you did well and keep doing it. And take a breather, take a break from trying to hit this goal and understand it's okay. Life's going to go on. It's probably not going to kill you. And then just go at it again. You've done something already, so you know it's possible to do those steps over again. But that evaluation is going to allow you to really tweak and fine-tune what you might need to do a little bit better. There may have been one week where you spent a little bit too much money and you know that was the problem, but don't be too hard on yourself about it. Just go at it again and fix that when that comes up. Just be more aware of it next time. It's not a huge deal. And identify that issue and make sure to take care of it. And we can only learn by making mistakes. We're not going to learn if we're always doing everything perfectly, because then we'll just keep doing it that way and eventually it's not going to be the right way to do something, because there's always going to be a better and more improved way that you can do something and you can continue learning. Life would be extremely boring and our financial situation would be extremely boring if there wasn't any hiccups and if we were perfect and hit all our goals exactly, because we wouldn't have any situation or struggles to be able to learn and grow. But the key when you don't quite hit your goal that you want to is to not be too hard on yourself and to just continue on and figure out what you did right and learn from the things that may have went quite wrong. And if there was nothing that went wrong, just understand that that's okay. That's not a problem. But we did get some awesome questions from Instagram this week, so let's talk about those next. So the first question, and really more of a comment that we got about staying accountable, is how exactly do you stay accountable to your financial goals? And one awesome answer I got on Instagram says, by not purchasing anything without talking to my wife. So there may come a time in your life where you and your spouse or significant other should be checking with each other on every purchase you make, because you're just getting started and you need to save every dollar you have. So if anything's over like $8 or something random like that, something small, you need to be checking with each other, and that's completely okay. But you'll probably get to a point in your life where the number is more like $200 or $300, because you're both doing really well and you have a great understanding of your goals and how to achieve them, that you're able to do more without necessarily talking to each other through every single step. But I think it is key in the beginning when you're learning to do personal finance with somebody else to make sure you're talking through every step, really, because then you're both having the conversations constantly, which can really help, one, open up conversation around money so it's not an awkward topic. Two, it can help create a clear channel communication when one person has a struggle or a concern about what the other person might be doing with money. And three, it helps create a good boundary and a good, like I said, conversation around money. So it's not an awkward subject that comes up when you're like, hey, why did you spend $75 on this video game? Do we need to be spending that right now? We're saving money for something else. And then you're like, well, I want to spend it. You spent money on this, this, and this. Well, I did that because this, this, and then you can quickly see how that was going to get into an argument. I was about to start arguing with myself even, because you can see how those money conversations can quickly turn into strong-willed debates, because someone does something because the other person did something because this, 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 and this, and they just go on, and then you have big problems and big money fights. But just having clear communication around, hey, our number right now is $10. Obviously, there's things like groceries and stuff that we're more open about letting each other purchase without needing to be there or check on exactly what you're buying, because we trust each other in that sense when it comes to working with another person for personal finance. But if it's something that we're buying for ourselves, like maybe the number is $25 right now, in a couple of years it'll be $100. And then maybe when financial independence comes or retirement comes, the number's $300-$400. Maybe it's the only thing you really need to worry about is like buying a car or some $6,000-$2,000 item, and everything else is fine because you have the money to understand and know that everything's going to be okay and you're hitting all your financial goals. So the question really was, how do I stay accountable to a significant other or somebody when I'm working with them for personal finances? And I think it's just talking about money a lot, talking about it more than you would expect a normal person to, even though it can be kind of a boring subject, just keeping a conversation going around what you're trying to do with personal finance and how money is playing a role in the goals you're trying to hit. So next, let's talk about the impact that being accountable can have. So So what kind of impact can being accountable to your finances have? Well, one is confidence, both financially and in your own life, like outside of your personal finances. But financially, if you're accountable to your goals and accountable to somebody else, then it's a lot easier to say, hey, I can spend this $80 on a nice dinner because we know everything else we're doing is hitting our financial goals and we have no problem with spending this kind of money on dinner. That's something that can easily come. Or you can be like, hey, let's do some nice things and have fun for Christmas this year because we've worked really hard the rest of the year and we know we're going to hit our goals for the year. So we can spend a little bit of extra money with the Christmas bonus instead of relying on Christmas bonuses and those sort of things to pay for Christmas presents. You can be way more confident that you're hitting your goals and that everything's happening in the right order. And then that confidence will extend to the rest of your life. You're going to easily be more confident to really not care what other people think because you're not worried about other people's judgments of you because you're hitting your financial goals and you're accountable to other people and yourself. And you're not going to care, like I said, what other people think of you. You're going to be more confident in what you do. You're going to be more confident in other areas of your life, like your physical health, your mental health, your emotional well-being. Those sort of things won't be as fragile because you're going to have a strong foundation because money plays such a large role in our life. And when we ignore it, that role can grow and grow and grow and be a pretty heavy burden on our back. But also you're trusted more. And I say that because if you're accountable to your personal finance and your situation, that more and more opportunities are just going to show up. You're going to be like, wow, how did we end up with this much money? And it's because you're diligent and willing to keep an eye out. You're talking about it. So those sort of situations, when they pop up, don't surprise you. You're ready to make quick moves to take advantage of opportunities financially that help you grow and grow and grow. And that's almost like a compounding interest effect in our own lives. That is, our money grows and grows and grows, and we're more aware of opportunities. It's going to continue to grow and grow and grow at a faster rate because you're going to have more and more money as you go. But next, let's talk about ways to stay accountable. Specifically, let's talk about how to stay accountable if you're single or don't have somebody else, because I've talked a lot about what to do if you're married. So let's talk a little bit about what to do if you're not. So what are some ways to stay accountable? Well, one is to listen to books, podcasts, or professionals regularly. Take in a lot of advice. There's a lot of free podcasts, including this one. There's some like How to Money, Choose FI, Money Guy Show. There's quite a few out there that provide a lot of free information that'll help you just understand finances better in your own life and in your own personal situation. Another one is a habit journal. And I think this is the one that applies specifically to people that may not have a significant other or somebody that they really feel comfortable counting on as accountability partner. Write things down, write letters to your future self, write down your goals. It makes it a lot harder for you to break your own promises to yourself if they're written down and you're reading them regularly. And a habit journal can be essential towards making those future goals and staying accountable to them. And another one is to identify the small things that will impact your larger desired change and do those instead. So if your larger desired change is to spend to save $500 a month, then what are the smaller things that you can do for that? Well, let's break it down. What if you're spending $150 on fast food? That's a smaller thing that you can do towards saving that $500. Sure, that's only $150 of the $500, but that's a good first step. So let's look at the $150 now. So $85 of that was DoorDash, and most of it was just delivery fees or things like that, or extra orders you had to make sure to get a free delivery or stuff like that. So now if you take that, you're like, okay, we're going to get rid of DoorDash. There's $85 out of your $500. And then you look at the other part of the fast food budget and you're like, well, this could easily be put towards groceries instead and get us quite a bit more food. Maybe we start making larger crockpot type meals for leftovers. That's just a small way that you can break down your expenses. So maybe then you think, oh, I'm driving a lot to go out to these parties and then I'm spending a lot at these parties. So just take a look at the smaller steps, because saying, I'm going to save $500 this month is not going to get done. There's no chance that you say that and it's actually going to be accomplished. You need to look at the smaller steps and make a mini plan towards achieving that goal. Because once you do, then you're going to be able to take those foundational little pieces of your plan and apply them to other areas. So if you're like, hey, we need to save $100 this month for something, it's a heck of a lot easier because you've already gone through steps that can save you $175 for fast food. So it's like, hey, let's just take that from this plan and put it over here and we're good. Then you can do it and it's really simple. So let's wrap up today's episode with my thoughts and conclusions about accountability. So in total, accountability is crucial. I say a lot of things are crucial on this podcast, but really these beginning episodes, I'm trying to talk about the essential foundational things for personal finance. And accountability is crucial to get where you actually want to go. Do you want to save up a bunch of money and buy a house? Well, you got to be accountable to those goals because that's a long process. And I'm a huge fan of small and simple changes that we can do that lead to the larger change we actually want. Like I talked about for quite extensively in the last segment, break down your goals into smaller pieces. One thing, my degree is in public relations. So let me break down the GHOST strategy real quick. I think this might help. It goes goals, objectives, strategies, and tactics. So the goal is the larger thing, like save $500. The objective is a few things that'll help you get to that goal. So that'll help align your focus towards that goal. So the objective would be to spend less money on food and spend less money on gas and save more money out of each paycheck. Now the strategies would be something that can help get you towards each of those objectives. The save more money on each paycheck. A strategy towards that could be use a different savings account to direct deposit a specific amount of money so you don't even see it. And a strategy towards spend less money on food would be to delete the apps off your phone. That could even be more of a tactic. So then if you take another step down towards tactics, that's the even smaller things that you can do. So when we're looking at the vein of save more money out of each paycheck, the strategy is direct deposit it to a different account. The tactic is open an account with X Bank, update bank account information with my direct deposit and my employer. Make sure to set that specific amount and don't touch it. Those sort of things are the specific tactics. So it goes goals, objectives, strategies, and tactics. And it's more of a public relations thing, but it can be applied a little bit to money. It's just a matter of breaking down each step. But ultimately, I love the idea of small and simple changes because that builds compound interest in our life, and compound interest is one of the greatest things that you can get rolling in your favor. So let's wrap up today's episode, and thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Money Talk. Accountability is something that applies to every part of our lives, and I hope you learned something today about how you can apply it to your life and your personal finance. Please leave a 5-star review if this show has provided you any value so far, and please share it with a friend. Also, if you have any questions or comments, you can contact me at moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. And this week's financial win of the week comes from me, so if you would like to share your financial win of the week, please send it to that email I mentioned, moneytalk.ffc@gmail.com. But this week's financial win of the week is me and my wife. We're doing really well towards hitting a net worth goal of ours, and we're doing a lot of good things and making great progress towards that goal. So that's going to be where I'm going to leave it. Thank you for listening to Money Talk. I'm your host, Skyler Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haul away, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10/1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.